G-25, intersection, messenger light craft. A flight within Earth's atmosphere, crossing no gate, did not require its human passengers to enter a state of something akin to suspended animation. For the short duration of their first ever flight in a bona fide alien spacecraft, therefore, both Timo and Alessandro were entirely lucid. Being flashed out of the Fiori Frontieri building and into the center of the small, saucer-like craft hovering invisibly overhead was remarkable enough, but the views from within it were positively incredible. Neither man could even imagine what it was going to be like when they started moving, much less when they arrived over the endless whiteness of the South Pole and laid eyes upon a message from the architects. That it was also a message for the architects, other members of the deceitful race who might one day fly overhead, made the prospect somewhat daunting, particularly after Leisha's words of warning against premature excitement, but the overwhelmingly prevailing feeling among the two present humans was one of keen anticipation.
"You won't see much when we're traveling," Leisha said, "but you won't feel the movement either."
The first part of this statement quickly revealed itself as a leading contender for understatement of the century, as the world outside the seamless circular window panel, which surrounded them, turned to something more like nothingness than a blur. There was no flash to speak of, but there might as well have been given how quickly they moved from origin to destination. Leisha had been correct in suggesting that they wouldn't feel any movement, and the men likewise felt no sensation upon the sudden cessation of that movement, nor even a light feeling of deceleration. The only reason they knew they had arrived was that the world outside had returned to their vision on the other side of the windows, and all around was white. Timo leaned forward to see out the window as far as he could, quickly drawing Alessandro to do the very same at his side. The view, as they had expected, was like none they had ever experienced before. No high-definition satellite image could ever come close to capturing this kind of natural beauty. A lack of anything much to provide scale made their altitude difficult to judge, but both men at least knew they were hovering higher than a passenger jet. Turning towards the center of the craft, this time Alessandro first, with Timo following his lead, they both saw Leisha gazing intently at the floor. On closer inspection, however, he was, in fact, gazing through the floor, a section of which had become suddenly and utterly transparent. This instantly made Timo recall the glass-bottom boat trips of his youth, and from his position at the window, he could clearly see that Leisha had already spotted and fully engaged the transcript they had all come to see. Rather than walking around to look at the alien's face for an indication of what it revealed, Timo and Alessandro glanced briefly at each other, then stepped forward in unison until they too reached the newly transparent section of the craft's floor. This floor was a remarkable thing in itself, but it was positively nothing compared to what they saw beneath it. The transcript was fully visible to both men, immediately flooding their minds with a deluge of information. The effect was brief, more so than that of the transcript at Dortlutepe, but it packed one almighty punch. Delivering one of the last things either could ever have possibly predicted, this transcript had the potential to rapidly upturn the situation on both Earth and New Kerguelen. Indeed, it had tremendous and immediate implications for rampant questions about a third planet, too, and the gateway that led there.